You know, one of the great competitions, and it's really across the United States, is something Ernst & Young puts together, the E&Y Entrepreneur of the Year, and it's always fun to see who they choose. Well, this time around, as some of the winners of the Southwest Award for 2025, are some old friends, the founders of Free Range Concepts. You know that as Mutz and the general public, and of course the Rustic and Bowl and Barrel, Kyle Noonan and Joseph Sepkowitz. Kyle Noonan joins us right now. It's good to have you with us. Congratulations.
Thanks, David. Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, well,
been too long.
It has been too long. But you've been doing this a long time. You're not just some fresh entrepreneur. You know, I think, considering what you've been through, they should call this the Survivorship Award, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of miles on my tires.
Tell me about the award, and tell me about the challenges that an entrepreneur faces nowadays.
Well, I mean, it's coming at you from all angles, I feel like, nowadays, whether it's rising costs, competitive landscape, hiring. I mean, we're such a people-centric, labor-intensive business, and the hiring component is daunting in itself. But then just always managing the customer's expectations is always a challenge as well.
Well, and coming up with concepts, I remember when you came up with Mutz, and I said, wait, that's just absolute genius. I mean, the Rustic seemed to be a hit right from the get-go, and it's been around, a decade or something?
Yeah, very good. 11 years.
But that,
actually, no, it's 12 years. 12 years.
So that is a concept that lasted. But, I mean, you come and you go. I mean, you try with the public, you just don't know, do you?
You never know. You use a lot of intuition and gut instinct, and you really try to understand what your consumer is and what they want. But I've also learned that you have to be willing to adapt. You can't say, this is my core competency and I'm going to stick with it. You have to figure out what the core competency is that will take you where you need to go. And so you have to be flexible in what you're doing.
So you have to be comfortable in what you're doing, too. I mean, you've got your concepts down, and you're measured. But you're in Dallas, and you're in Houston and San Antonio. I don't see you in Nashville. I don't see you in the Charlotte or the other hotspots.
Well, so we are actually growing pretty rapidly right now. We have projects in San Diego, in Scottsdale, in Denver, in Destin, Florida,
wow,
in Orlando, Florida, and we're looking at Atlanta as well.
So
we are growing.
Do you keep the same names? Is that what you're doing?
That's correct.
So which ones?
I left out Salt Lake City too.
Wow. Which concepts are you growing?
So we are growing right now. Well, we'll grow all of them, but the current brands that we're focused on is our Bowl and Barrel brand, which is our high end bowling alley, a boutique restaurant bar. And then the Rustic as well.
Really? Because I would think the Rustic would be hard to replicate.
It is. It's a high barrier to entry, which was part of our thesis going into it, that it'll keep out competition. However, it works against you too, because it's a high barrier of entry for you as well. So,
well, I mean, it's not as though you could go find some Quiznos that folded and run in there and decide to put in a Rustic.
That's right. That's right. But you know what's interesting? Our latest restaurant that we opened, we actually opened the Rustic in Houston Hobby Airport. So you wouldn't think that
nope,
we would go there, but it has a stage and it has live music, and it's setting records.
In Hobby?
In Hobby. It's setting records in sales for the airport systems in all of Texas.
See, that's why you're an entrepreneur. That's why I'm not.
it's just all the brain damage I have, I guess.
So tell me what's going on right now. One of the things I'm intrigued about is this proposal that's being floated in Washington, and pretty aggressive, and it looks like it's going to make it, is the no tax on tips or overtime. Does that help you? I would think so.
It does. Well, it certainly raises spirits and morale amongst the staff. I mean, they're excited about that, which anytime I can see a way to get my team members more money in their pockets, it's better. It's better for me and it's better for them.
But also, I would think that it would attract people to the industry.
Yeah, I think maybe it keeps people in the industry. It gives them a reason to stay. And, you know, one of the challenges of this industry is there's a lot of the workforce considers it not their real job. And you know, but when you can start really making a lot of money, it becomes your real job.
And it's also, at least for your concepts, it seems like you hire somebody different. I mean, it's one thing to go in a restaurant and interface with somebody for 60, 70, 80 minutes, but yours is sort of more experiential.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what our company was founded on, is the ability to bring people together and create an experience. I mean, ultimately, everybody's Miller Lite tastes the same. So it's how do you provide a good experience around that? Our company's mission statement is create remarkable memories. And that's really what we try and set out and do.
So you and your partner are being honored as the true entrepreneurs that you are. But every entrepreneur has to kiss a lot of frogs along the way to find princes. Do you have any regrets along the way?
I wouldn't say I have regrets. I have a lot of mistakes and missteps that I've learned from. A lot of times those mistakes are what make you smarter and more efficient down the road.
So what did you learn? Is it location, or is it the access to commodities, people? What is it?
You said the operative word is people. It's all about hiring the right people and getting them focused on the mission. And having everybody pull in the same direction. That's really the name of the game. And it's the most difficult part of it. But if you can master that, which I'm nowhere near a master at it yet, but if you can master the people side of any business, not just my business, you're going to win.
So you made it through COVID. I mean, COVID hit you right in between the tenure that you've been running free range concepts, right square in the middle during the real growth period. How did you keep it together and how did you recover?
Well, so, obviously that was a scary time for all of us. But in certain industries, it was even more difficult, and mine being one of them, where I'll never forget the day I woke up and realized that my $75 million company was at zero, and I had nothing, I had no control over it. And it was a really scary thing. Typically, as an entrepreneur, you like to focus on things you can control, but that I had no control over. So fortunately, we live in a state that opened up a little bit quicker than others. We had enough cash reserves to keep everybody on. I will tell you that's the single thing I'm most proud of in my entrepreneurial journey, is during that period, we didn't have to furlough any people. We were able to keep everybody on. We brought everybody to the team to the table and said, this is how much money we have. This is how long we can pay you. We're going to do that until we run out or we open again. And fortunately, we opened again before we ran out of money.
So you're in there with a lot of other interesting entrepreneurs. I was looking at the representatives from the Southwest, an oral surgeon, electric power company, RV centers, quesadillas, shoe companies. Is there a common thread among entrepreneurs?
Well, I will tell you, I was honored just to be included in that group, because there was a lot of really dynamic, smart individuals. And so just to be included in that group was really humbling. But I will tell you that the entrepreneurial spirit amongst everybody was kind of the same. It's just, how can you figure out a way to find an optimistic way forward? And everybody kind of has that in them.
Well, that's great. Okay, so you're still in competition. This beauty contest is ongoing. So now it's the Nationals.
We're on the Nationals in Palm Springs in November. So we'll see how we fare. If we get lucky and win that, then we're on to the global one, which I think it's in, where is it? It's in Singapore this year.
Well, that'll be fun, too. Well, we wish you luck and continue. And also with the growth, I really wasn't aware that you were looking at all these different cities and had all this growth. So we'll check back. And I'm interested to see the progress.
Yeah, yeah. I always love jumping on with you. And it's always great to connect.
Kyle Noonan is the co-founder of Free Range Concepts, the Rustic and Bowl and Barrel and General Public. Oh, and, Joe Leo Fine Tex-Mex. You had to get the best kiss on the cheek. I look at the papers, and all of a sudden, all the celebrities are making a beeline for Joe Leo Fine Tex-Mex.
That's right.
Did the place just take off like a rocket?
Well, it was already a rocket, but yeah, I mean, it certainly doesn't hurt to have A-list celebrities come in.
Okay, Kyle Noonan, our guest today. For more of a conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.